podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
And I'm recording.
And I'm recording.
I as well.
And just my time. Axe!
What?
Is an ill-timed Gimli.
Your mom's an ill-timed Gimli. That bitch.
Hi, this is DJ Technoid from Disneyfool.net, and you're listening to the Tancast Podcast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had no beer separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss
movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney comics, Star Trek, Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners.
When you hear this sound,
you shall not pass!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this scared you off, then you are prepared to listen
to the Tancast. Wow, this is some nice theme music.
So, welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers!
You're here once again. I don't know why the fuck you come back.
Yep.
Told you last time. Don't come back. We don't want to see you around here no more.
They come back because it's gold every week.
But don't try to take it in for cash for gold because you ain't going to get shit.
Let's do some tan laughs.
Let's.
Where do you go? Sending jokes every week to your mom at tancast.com.
I want to start.
All right, start it up.
This one comes from us, to us from Louisa. Well, it comes to me from Louisa.
Okay.
An old man went into confession and told the priest, "Father, I'm 81, married with 6 children and 13 grandchildren. Last night I had an affair and made love to 2 18-year-old girls, twice." "I see," said the priest. "When was the last time you were in confession?" "Never, father," replied the old man. "I'm Jewish." "So why are you telling me?" "I'm telling everyone."
I swear Noah did a joke like that a long time ago.
Probably.
It's you classic. Can't rely on me to remember.
No, certainly not.
Oh, okay. She also sent me a joke.
Aha.
Separately, of you guys.
See, kids, it's just like the lottery. You increase your chances of winning by playing more.
So this one says, what separates man from animals? A condom, hopefully.
I thought you were going to say laws or something like that.
I was going to say thumbs.
Well, let's keep it in all Louisa Tan laughs.
All right.
All Louisa all the time.
All shizzle. Because she sent me one, too. And it is, what do you call a black hitchhiker?
Dead?
Oh, walker.
Stranded.
I was on the right path.
Nailed it.
Poor Indeed. Black people. Do people even pick up hitchhikers these days?
I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess they do. Because people are still stupid.
I was going to say, people do stupid shit all the time. Like, watch Parking Wars.
I was going to go for heroin, but that works too.
Last night I posted, we were watching A&E and there was a commercial for Parking Wars and I tweeted like, who the hell would want to watch that? Who roots for the parking people? And then Noah's like, maybe people who don't want to watch people break the law.
I did not say it any such matter. I said maybe, because I see people park all the time because they are lazy and they think they can get away with shit. Ooh, the law.
I'm above the law.
I am the law.
So we should mention we're recording this on Rapture Day.
We are. It's Rapture's Delight.
It is Rapturific.
Oh, has someone already done that? Because that would be fucking hilarious.
I don't think so. I think we did it first.
No, we actually have to record a Rapture's Delight.
Oh,
okay.
That's not going to be pretty.
There was an episode of American Dad called Rapture's Delight.
Oh, you stole it from someone else, you douche.
No, I just remembered that, like, after I said it.
Yeah, because you stole it.
Well, yes, but I stole it with my subconscious, not my conscious.
Did you say Family Guy or American Dad?
American Dad.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. You just steal it. If it was Family Guy, then you stole it. No.
Yeah.
No,
nobody watches American Dad.
Family Guy, who saw it from someone else. Have you heard he's going to redo
Flintstones? Meet the Flintstones.
That seems
you
odd.
You can shove them right up your own butt.
Is he going to do them as a Simpsons parody? Because I thought he was already doing that.
I have no idea how he's going to do it. Like, so this actually brings up an interesting question. I was asking Andy about this. So, like, bring the Flintstones back, which I don't know if it's going to be good. Oh, I mean, you know, obviously I'm a target audience anymore.
Does anybody even remember the Honeymooners to, like, get what the origin for all that stuff was?
Is that where the Flintstones came from?
Oh, yeah.
I did not catch on. I mean, I did not watch the Honeymooners. I just watched the Flintstones.
I was going to say, kids didn't care or give a shit.
No, they liked all the dinosaur things.
And now, do you know if it's going to be for adults or children? I mean, I know cartoons are kind of for adults anyways because they have those end jokes, but, you know, his current shows are all adults. I'm just wondering.
You mean, like, is anybody going to get cleaved in twain? Like they did on Family Guy a couple of weeks ago?
I don't even know what that is.
Cut in half?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why he's speaking like he's Robin of Loxley, but...
Yeah, I just mean, is it going to be skewed towards adults, or is it actually going to go back to its origin to be like more a kid's show? And maybe neither one of you know.
No, I have no idea. Okay. I didn't even know that he was remaking the Flintstones.
Ah, okay. I saw the Conan preview a while ago, and it looks shitty. And I was asking Andy, I'm all, are there certain movies where you just, like, it's past its time, like, you can't make it anymore? Like, I was thinking, can you make a good Conan movie? Like,
yeah, see, I didn't even realize that you didn't mean Conan O'Brien when you first started telling me that. And it was from context later when you said, can you even make that movie now? Or has that time passed? I was like, well, he's got the new show. Oh, The Barbarian.
Yes, The Barbarian.
Or The Destroyer or whatever.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe my taste, because I remember loving those movies when I was a kid. When I was younger. And now I'm just like, it's just an appeal to me. All right. Tim is saying nothing.
Oh, I don't really have an opinion. I never really liked Conan O'Brien. No, I liked Conan O'Brien. I never cared. I'd never seen Conan the
Conan.
I never saw Conan the Infideliter.
Crom.
Conan the Maidfucker.
I need to get some strange Crom.
Drop those panties! Drop those panties! No! I guess I would be put those panties down now. Whatever.
Put those panties down!
Put those panties down now!
There you go.
Yeah!
You think that's what his O-face looks like?
No. Oh. Things that I want to imagine for 100, Alex.
You're welcome.
For those of you who are not keeping up on celebrity gossip news, it was announced that Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of California and eternal bad actor, has called it quits with his wife because he cheated on his wife with the maid and fathered a kid 10 years ago.
And has been... Now, this is
the
thing.
Why is he giving up now?
She found out?
Yeah, he didn't leave her. She left him.
Okay.
He told her she left.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's a way wife's generally going to find out if you just flat out tell her.
Maybe feel guilty. Or I guess maybe the kid was popping up like, hey, it's a
no,
girl,
supposedly
right?
It was all him that he, like, he just told her that he needed to come clean.
Well, good for you, Arnold, I guess.
Not really, no.
No. You think at this point he just kept it in?
Well, once you've made the mistake, there's no good for you anymore.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, good for you for fessing up.
Hmm.
Or do you think at this point it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Once you shit on my couch, I don't care if you tell me about it. You still shit on my couch.
Like, if you shit on the couch and you cleaned it up, like, you don't need to know about it anymore? But what if later on that couch has, like, a little shit baby? That could probably
then
pop up.
Then we have all sorts of problems.
Maybe pop up later on in your life. Something weird happens to that couch and it pops out a little mini shit couch baby.
Yikes.
So I'm trying to imagine what that would even look like.
Well, a couch made out of shit. Duh. But tiny.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. Andy was having trouble.
He's a little slow. Don't tell him.
He can hear you.
Shit.
Yeah, who's slow now?
Oh.
Oh, sick burn.
You got me, sir.
Yep.
So how does it make sense that the Rapture is rolling with time zones?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, there were so many other ways just popped into my head to answer that question, all of them very hateful.
All right.
I guess it was the earthquake in Turkey maybe yesterday?
There's earthquakes all over the world every day.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying it was on the news, that is all.
They'd be like, lightning struck somewhere. It's a sign! Nope, it's an electrical discharge. It doesn't need God, it just needs wind.
I told my wife I was going to hide the baby and then make her think that the rapture had happened.
I heard people posting, like, throw your old used clothes just on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Stop answering the door for a couple of days.
Especially if you're Christian, you should just not contact anybody for a day. Don't show up to work tomorrow.
If you work tomorrow.
Call your parents at 5:50 and then just stop talking.
Yeah, I guess if you're a true Christian, you shouldn't be working tomorrow. So if you're already scheduled to work on a Sunday, you're probably not going up in the rapture.
Hey, now, I had to work Sundays back when I was a Christian.
It's still against one of the commandments.
No, it was just keep the Sabbath. It didn't say don't work on it. That was Jewish legalisms that kind of grew up around it.
Keep holy the Sabbath.
Yeah, keep holy.
How is that keeping it holy if you're hawking goods and services?
Doesn't mean that you can't work. Doesn't mean that you can't earn money.
How is that keeping it holy, sir?
I still went to church. I didn't fuck any whores on Sunday.
That's keeping the whole day so holy by going to church?
Yeah.
How so?
Because God helped me get sales, and that earned me money to buy beer.
And to donate back to the church.
Well, actually, since I was not 21...
No, I was actually trying to help you out while you sputter and spat your way through your shitty explanation of shitness.
I never said I was a good Christian. I just said I was a Christian.
Well, that's my point. You weren't a good Christian, and hence you were working on Sunday.
Now I'm a Thorian, which means I need to take every Thursday off.
Now, is that really true that you can't work to keep it holy, or is that just an interpretation?
It's a legalistic interpretation.
What does that mean?
It means where you're trying to apply very specific laws and rules that you claim are because of something much more generalized.
Wait, so who made this legalistic interpretation?
The Jews. Well, you know, in their defense, it is their, like, entire religion and culture that Christianity sprung from and then tried to co-opt at various times.
All the Jews collectively got together and made this?
Would think that it would just
every single Jew.
You know, tradition, and then the...
Yes,
the...
I'm asking how it started, Chucklenuts.
Yeah, Chucklenuts.
I'm not a religious historian. Get off my ass.
Well, then don't try and toss around facts as though you are.
Here's how it happened.
Oh, let me ask some details.
I don't know any details. Why would I know details?
I've always said I only know enough to be dangerous.
Why didn't Fox News hire you to give half-truths?
To you.
My kid's too busy kicking his feet.
I know enough to be dangerous to you.
You're not dangerous to me.
I am.
Well, unless I'm not sleepy and then you change that.
Unless he's operating heavy machinery.
Oh, I've missed this.
That was a pretty good one. I like that.
Way to pat yourself on the back mid-joke.
There I go.
Unless he's operating heavy machinery. That just tickled Noah too quick.
It did. Sometimes I crack myself up. It's all right.
I know. To be honest, you beat me to operating heavy machinery by like half a second. I was going to make that joke about myself. How sad am I?
A little bit sad.
A little sad. A lot fat, a little sad.
Okay.
You could be less fat.
I could be less fat.
I've seen pictures. You used to be less fat.
But I could never be less sad.
There's no losing sad.
Nope.
There's no
loser for sadness.
No workout for that.
Nope.
No diet for losing sadness.
Speaking of which, you ever watch The Biggest Loser?
Sorry, go ahead.
I said, speaking of which, have you ever watched The Biggest Loser?
Yes. I watched one
whole
season.
There's tons of sadness on that show. They're always crying.
Yep.
Every 4 seconds, they're crying. Who knew fat people were so sad?
thought
they were jolly.
Pinch, poke, you owe me a cocksaw.
I think that the diet for sadness is the opposite diet for not being fat.
Yeah, the diet for sadness is sugar and lots of it.
I don't feel so sad anymore.
If I had to eat all that bullshit and exercise all the time.
I can't walk up those stairs without wheezing, but I'm so joyful.
Are you watching it regularly? Oh, no, no, your wife is, right, Tim?
Yes.
Now, is she watching it? Was she watching it before? Like, sorry. My question is she watching it because of, like, she has baby fat now, or she just likes the show?
Because there are not a lot of options that day of the week.
Because she's and home, more home now.
We've burned through a lot of our DVR stuff. Oh, no, that's not the... Well, tell them, quick, before you leave, what's the reason? She's just shutting the door, not even answering the question. What's the reason we watch it? You suck.
She just continued to close the door?
Jesus Christ.
She said, yeah, that's why. Whatever. She's lying. Now she's left me with the baby on rapture day. She's going to run off with some guy named Pedro and claim that she got lifted up to heaven.
She's going to have a baby with your housekeeper.
Joke's on her. This house is clearly unkept.
You're the housekeeper. Get it? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't keep it.
Well, I think we can stop calling it Rapture Day because it's now 12:30 Eastern, which means either the news is really being hushed up or there are no Christians east of Germany.
No good Christians.
Amen, sister.
They're all working on Sundays, and so they got passed by.
Okay. Well, it is Saturday.
There was a Sunday before this. Several of them.
There were a couple. I remember them. Drunken haze, blah, 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 tan cast. I kind of forget Sundays after they happen.
I had mead.
That was random.
Yeah.
Very
this
random.
This wasn't really going anywhere.
I know. I took a dump once.
And I was like, oh, hang on. I need to save this tan cast with some mead. That'll do it. This conversation isn't doing it for me, but if I throw some mead in there, listeners!
Yeah, Tim and I are talking about, you know, like, current events and crazy cult guys who are somehow rich enough to own 160 fucking radio stations.
We were not talking
how
about that.
How stupid does that guy feel tomorrow?
I would say just as stupid as he did in 1994.
So he's already done that? But has he gone balls to the wall with an advertising campaign like this before?
I don't know that he had the money to do the balls to the wall advertising campaign like this back then, but yeah, was it 94 or 97? Shit, I don't remember, but it was well over a decade ago. And for some reason, people still believed him this time. It's like, hey, your head is completely up your ass.
Kind of like the same thing Bill Murray said in Ghostbusters 2 when the guy was on, you know, the very beginning when he has that paranormal show on public access or whatever, and the guy comes on and says the end of the world is going to be New Year's Eve. And Bill Murray's like, all right, devil's advocate here. Like, your book is just coming out. You're not going to see any paperback sales for at least a year. Movie rights, at least another year. Shouldn't you say that the world's going to end, like, far enough away? Like, why would you say now?
Well, this guy's 89. I don't think he's got a lot left to lose.
Well, I mean, can't remember who said that. Like, regardless, the world is pretty much over for him anyway. What, Noah?
I think what's going to happen is it's going to pass, and then he'll be like, oh, wait, I misread it.
I fucked up the math again. Never mind that I had all my crazy-ass followers out handing out pamphlets and holding up signs and buying billboards. And
the first billboard I saw, I was like, wow, that is soon, sir. I don't know. We're all going to laugh at you on May 22nd.
Oh, months ago when I said it's a sure sign of the apocalypse, Duke Nukem Forever is finally getting a release date. Their fucking Twitter feed, like, immediately jumped on me. It's like, yeah, preach it. The end of the world is coming on May 21st, 2011. Like, wow. A, that's super specific. B, shut the fuck up, idiot.
Oh, yeah, I tweeted this, but it was because of something Andy said, that there's a difference between the rapture, the apocalypse, Judgment Day, and Armageddon.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let's break it down. Do you know the difference?
I am curious, actually.
Okay.
Second coming. That was another thing that keeps being thrown around interchangeably.
Yeah. So the rapture is, as I understand it, and again, I'm not a biblical scholar. I just got a big fucking brain.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Andy doesn't actually know anything. So take everything you hear.
With a huge grain of salt.
With an entire salt shaker.
Yes. With enough salt to kill an Andy. Which...
Ow, Gretchen, no!
Based
when
on...
I had two servings. Futurama reference for those
indeed.
Who paying attention.
Rapture is when the...
That was a little joke grenade for me.
The living... All right. Rapture is when the living will be ascended, or the righteous living will be ascended bodily. Like their bodies, I guess, theoretically will disappear, but there's also the concept that the living and the dead may rise separately, So the dead may have the righteous dead may have a separate rapture. Judgment could be a single day or it could be multiple events, but it is the separation of the righteous and the wicked. Armageddon is the final battle against the devil, the wicked souls, demons, whatever. So the final battle between good and evil. What
Second
am I missing?
Coming?
Second coming. Jesus coming back to earth, which could happen at the same time as the rapture. It could happen at the same time as Armageddon. Could happen at the same time as Judgment Day. I guess, like, throughout Christian history, there's been a bunch of debate about, what order all these things happen in, and what are maybe at the same time, what are maybe separate events, what are maybe, like, one happens, and then a couple of years later, another one happens, or 1,000 years later, another one happens, or whatever.
Okay, but based on your description, I don't get the difference between separating the good and the evil, which is, I believe you said, Judgment Day, and mm-hmm. Rapture, which is where the good gets separated from the rest of us by leaving bodily from the earth.
Well, there are some who believe that at the beginning of the tribulation, which would be the slow rotting of the world, or the horrible end times as the world's about to, like, burn itself to a cinder, that at the beginning of that time, all of the righteous people will go, but that people who live on earth through the tribulation would then have the opportunity to, whatever the various sects' ideas are of what it takes to be saved, either accept the salvation of God, or accept Jesus Christ, or start doing good works, or whatever it is, and that over the course of the tribulation, there might be other people who wouldn't have been saved who do get saved before they die, or survive to the end of the tribulation, and that at judgment, at the end of that time, after Armageddon, or before Armageddon, or whatever, that those other people who had been righteous would then also be saved.
Ah. By the way, I forgot one. Apocalypse.
Apocalypse is kind of like Armageddon. Apocalypse is just like a general term, I think, for end of the world.
Oh, I thought it was Darkseid's planet.
That could be it. Depends on how you spell it.
Or the X-Men villain.
If you spell it like a third grader, then it's Darkseid's world. If you spell it properly...
I often spell things like a third grader would.
Hooked on Pahonikes, working for meh. Brian Regan reference,
and
I don't get
it. So those are all things that are supposed to happen, like none of them conflict with each other?
No, like in a either-or kind of thing?
Like yeah, like if one happens, how would it be possible if another... that another thing could happen.
Yeah, I guess people who still believe that all that stuff's going to happen typically believe that all of those things will happen, that they will all be separate events, separate parts of the end of the world.
Well, because I guess you could have the second coming, where Jesus comes and says, hey, I'm back,
yep.
Better get your shit ready. Then you have the rapture, where everybody gets wrapped.
Yep.
Then...
Yeah, I guess there are some that believe that the rapture and the second coming will happen at the same time, that it'll actually be Jesus comes down and then...
And says, everybody get on the bus!
Yep.
Get your
and there's this Seventh-day Adventists who were an offshoot from a group who back in the 1840s, 1880s, I don't know, long-ass time ago, this guy had predicted, I think it was 1843 or something like that. Dude had predicted that the end of the world would come, and he was wrong, and a bunch of his followers
really
continued to believe him, and then a bunch of his followers decided that Jesus had returned, but not in the sense of returning physically, that he had, like, I guess, silently come back to Earth and had begun judging people.
And he came back to Earth and was like, oh, fuck this. And he just started backing away slowly. Maybe no one will notice that I showed up. Play it cool, Jesus. Play it cool.
It's like, hey, everybody, whoa. Yeah, so the modern Seventh-day Adventists were based on that guy's teachings and then some other stuff that happened after that. Like some reinterpretation of why that guy 170 years ago wasn't wrong.
Interesting.
I know I say that with a little bit of contempt, but it was more of...
Andy, you live your life with a little bit of contempt. It's all right.
Human beings are wired to believe in higher power. It's actually been proven that human beings are wired to be religious, so I shouldn't have too much contempt for my fellow man. I just I've got a thing for when people make huge claims and then they are demonstrably wrong and other people start making excuses for it. It's like, no, just admit they were wrong. Find something else to believe. It's ridiculous. Yeah, Joseph Smith was wrong. There were no people living on the moon. Go back and check his prophecies. Well, you probably can't because the Mormon Church has been trying to erase them. Hey, Jesus Christ did not come back to Earth. The world didn't end. Stop trying to reinterpret why the guy was still right. And
the world was supposed to have ended according to Joseph Smith already?
No. That was the other guy.
Look at you trying to conflate.
No, I was listing in sequence.
Conflating.
No.
You're a conflator.
Well, yeah, I guess I am kind of conflating, but I'm not trying to combine. Actually, I'm not even going to accept that. I'm not conflating anything. I'm talking about false prophecy. There is no conflation. It's the same fucking thing.
Conflating.
Fine, we'll just have to agree to disagree. And in that,
I agree, you're wrong,
you're right.
I had mead.
I had mead. Delicious.
We're back. I know the listeners are like, wait, fuck this rapture bullshit. What about Noah and his mead?
End of the world, blah, blah. Honey beer.
I think it's honey wine, actually.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, if you want to get it right.
Look, we've now thrown everything Andy has said thus far into into doubt, because he doesn't even know the difference between honey beer and honey wine.
How can we believe anything he says anymore?
How can we believe him on the important topic of Jesus coming back when he doesn't even know beer from wine? Jesus turned water into wine.
He didn't turn it into mead, though, which was delicious.
Really?
Mead? Yes.
Yeah, honey and wine together? That sounds fucking god-awful.
No, there is no... It's not... There's no wine. It's fermented honey.
Oh, I see.
So it's also called honey wine.
Yeah, instead of the grape sugar, it's honey and water, and you ferment the honey sugar.
All right. That might be passable.
You might like it. They had some ciders there that they made that were good. Blackberry cider. A hard lemonade, not so good. Hard lemonade just doesn't do it for me anymore. Like, I really like lemonade. And no one's... Well, I shouldn't say no one. I made, like, a lemonade drink myself that I liked. I think it had gin in it. But generally, the hard lemonade's not good. They don't have that lemonade taste that I love so much. But the black cherry was good. We had a sampler of a bunch of different things. A stout, which I'm not a fan of stout. No. I like my drinks sweet.
Yeah, I've discovered I like wheat beer, but stouts are still just too much.
And he was describing the whole process and things and that I don't know about. I was like, that's probably fascinating to somebody.
I'd be there going, tell me more, you gorgeous man.
he was wearing a kilt, Andy.
Was he full Scottish?
He had an accent, but I couldn't quite catch what it was.
That means, was he wearing underwear?
Oh, I didn't check.
What?
I know, shocking, really. I didn't go to the place where I wanted to get some drinks and lift up the guy's kilt that was working there. I wanted to finish my drink.
Walk up to him. Hey, buddy, are you swinging the haggis?
What was odd, though, is like it wasn't in a place where you would think it would be. It was like an industrial kind of area. It was tiny. Like when I was like, am I in the right place? Like, this does not look like where a bar would be. And I guess it's not really a bar in that strictest sense of the word. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna toss him back at, you know, Rabbit's Foot Meadery. Like, you know, I think it's more like, you know, I'm a destination. We'll go have some mead, hang out with the friends. You know, I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's a bar, but, you know,
it's not a bar. Well, so much as it's a bar.
It's.
I just like the way he corrected himself and was crestfallen at the same. He's like, I did. Wait, I don't want. Oh, I've said it. It's all said.
But it was good.
I've disappointed myself.
Oh man, spicy food fucks me up. Fucking, I had the
pansy.
I had the Beg for Mercy burger at this place, and it was spicy. And fucking, I had nasty poop this morning.
Oh, well, something called the Beg for Mercy burger. I think I'll forgive you a little bit on that.
No, yeah, it wasn't like, it was like, oh, this is slightly spicy. It was fucking hot. Like, I can handle some spicy. Oh, my stomach did not feel good this morning. My stomach was like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
Were your balls sweating?
No.
That's when you know it's spicy.
I almost didn't finish it, though. Like, it was almost spicy that I was on the verge. I'm like, is this so spicy I'm going to feel sick? Like, this is not good. Not the spicy I like. I like spicy that makes me sweat a little bit, but it's not painful to eat it. Like, I'm just like, I don't really want to eat this anymore.
Just enough to clear the sinuses, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, live and learn. I finished it, though. I had to take some breaks. I had to put some ketchup on there to kind of cut the spiciness.
Just pour some milk directly on it.
Just sop it up in milk.
It's too hot. It's made me sad.
I made Danelle and I chili bowls the other day. Whew. When the toll came due, it was a hefty toll.
Did you pay the full price?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you make the chili yourself?
Yeah. No.
We make chili ourselves.
If by that, do you mean I opened the can of Denison's and poured it into the pan for heating? Then yes.
Ah. Did I ever tell you about when I was younger, how I would eat like one food for a while, and for a while it was chili?
Yes.
did I say it on here?
No. Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay. I don't think so.
So there's a while where I was fascinated with eating Denison's chili because it was so easy. Like, I would open up the can, I put it in the pot, I heat it up for a while, get hot, and I eat it. And I would sit in one corner of my room on this pillow, and I would just fart away. And, like, I remember that little corner of that pillow just smelled like farts all the time. Uh-oh. Looks like a religious guy's going to try to come to my door. I just closed
pretend
my
like you're not home, like you've been raptured.
I am.
Thanks, we got raptured early.
Anyways. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, chili. Hot dogs and chili, I remember for a while. I used to eat a lot of, like, I would eat, like, 3 or 4 hot dogs in one sitting. Couldn't have been good for me.
No. Whew. My family drove all the way across the southern United States, and my brother stopped everywhere we went, every gas station, got a hot dog. We learned on the way back that hot dogs cause gas.
Ah, a nice little confined area.
Yeah, a Mazda 626, and my brother cracking ass the whole way.
I have to look that up. Is that a tiny car?
It's not a tiny car. I mean, for four people, it's a little confined.
Okay, let's see.
It's like the smaller end of what they would consider a midsize, or it was back in, like, 1992, whenever my family bought it.
Back when some of our listeners weren't even born yet?
Yeah. Holy shit, I'm old.
I forget. Oh, I got an email from CJ. He loves me. And? And he's not moving in with his friends yet because he's only 15 years old. And I forget he's so young.
What are you doing, CJ? Get old like us.
What the fuck is he planning? How far ahead is he fucking planning?
See, he... very far ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, when I was 15...
these deets?
Yeah, the furthest ahead I planned when I was 15 is, I wonder when's the next time that I can masturbate.
Now.
Isn't that... I still hear people in the house. I think I'll have to wait.
Did I ever tell you about, like, when I first started masturbating?
No.
I used to hump a pillow. Like, I would wrap it around and just go to town.
All right.
Oh, dear God.
And one time my mom just came into the room and said, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing.
Why is that pillow crunchy?
Never you mind.
I drooled. Why are there little brown pillow babies?
Why is that pillow crunchy?
Actually, I think I started doing it before anything came out.
Wow, you were an early starter.
Yes.
Seconded.
You started before anything came out?
Yep. Well, okay, what's all this then?
Hey!
What's all this then?
That was fun. I'm going to do that again later. And then one day it was like, huh, what's going on up there? Did I hurt something?
What?
There was stuff in business coming out of the tip.
Just... Oh, I thought that was what's all this then.
No. The what's all this then was the discovery
junk.
Of playing with my winky.
Ah.
Your winky dinky doo.
It was funnier when that came out and all you said was, what's all this then?
Okay. Well, then pretend I said that and edit everything else out.
It sounded very British. What's all this then?
Yes, I turned into a British police officer.
I was going to say, isn't that a Monty Python bit where that's what the police always say when they come up? What's all this then?
The bobbies.
Okay. That's where I'm getting it from.
And, like, I remember, I can't remember what the setup of the scene was, but they were the police were raising money in some fashion, or you could buy what's all this then t-shirts or something like that.
I do not know.
Wow.
And
I saw it off one of your DVDs, sir.
Yep, I got to go back through them. I'll find that. Well, in the time that we have remaining before either religious people come and make Noah's life hell, or the rapture comes and takes Tim. Well, probably not, but at least Danelle.
Well, Danelle's left, and so when the baby fusses, that's when Tim goes away.
Okay. So until the baby fusses, you know, I sort of have play lip service to staying just like the slightest bit anonymous with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, some people who know me or have known me in MeatSpace also listen to TanCast, but I don't use my last name on here and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out not to matter because one of the several jobs that I've had over the course of the last 2 years decided to get a laptop with all of my personal information. And we're talking social security number, home address, birth date, basically anything that anybody could possibly need to use to pretend to be me, stolen just right out of the car.
Wow.
None of that information that was stolen right out of the car was encrypted. So, yeah, apparently if the thief wasn't after it for just the physical hardware and they figure out what they've got, well, there might be a couple of dozen of me running around opening credit cards very shortly.
Wow.
I assume they're going to give you, like, free credit monitoring?
Yes.
Stuff?
Yeah, especially since the other option on that would be I sue them. Yeah,
that happened at, well, I'm not going to say where I work, but that happened at my job as well.
Super duper pissed about that.
Oh, there was a cracked Photoshop contest just got released today. It was 16 awful inventions that we'll probably see before the end of the decade. And I'd like everybody to pay close attention to number 15.
You shall not pass!
Oh, it's Linky time! Oh, wonderful Linky time! It's wonderful Linky time! Number 15.
Awesome.
Crockstrap. You be nuts to use anything else. I see Tim was using my body for that picture. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty white, though. And to be fair, that croc is not big enough.
What'd you say?
So
I said, to be fair, that croc is not big enough.
For some reason,
that was your body.
Every time I try to open that page, the page loads, and then suddenly it starts to redirect to dm.demdex.net.
Huh, that's odd. It opens for me.
Clearly opens for me. Well, it's croc strap. It was my entry. It was the croc strap. I thought I would get higher, but apparently not.
So this is, like, based on, like, the voting?
We have no idea how they pick them.
But, like...
Because
but,
just judges pick them behind closed doors, and they just show up one day on the site.
But this is the order that they liked them in, is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So what was number one?
That is
they
pretty
funny,
stuff
too. On two pages, which is okay. It's not as bad as some things... Who do like stuff like here's one picture for every page,
and we have 50 pages for you to go through.
It's like no, fuck you. I do like some sites will be like want to read the full article? Click here on one page. I'm like thank you. Who gives a fuck? Oh yeah, days.
Oh, and there's one going now where it said if public service ads were honest. And so Naomi Watts did this commercial for, I think it's called NoHIVNoAIDS.com. And so I took her and put her in a t-shirt that says, Prevent AIDS, Give a Handy. Which is a shirt you can buy at the Cafe Press store. The Tancast Cafe Press store, to be specific.
You shall not pass!
Oh, I also put a shake weight behind her. Practice.
Those dirty AIDS. Why AIDS got me dirty?
Andy, do you watch Criminal Minds?
I do not. Do you watch Bones?
Do I watch Bones?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I watch bits and pieces of both.
Well, I was just going to mention that they Spocked the season finale.
Yes. Tim explained to me what it meant. I did not know.
You know, like that one season finale of Star Trek The Next Generation where they said, Spock is going to be on. Spock! Going to see Spock!
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Everybody, Spock! And literally, the last minute of the episode, hi, I'm Spock! Credits.
Yep.
So they announced the character of JJ was coming back and did the exact same thing. The whole episode has nothing to do with JJ, and then she just appears at the end like, hey! Credits.
Do you feel cheated, Tim?
A little bit. Hang on a second. Shut the fuck up. No one cares. All right.
Have you guys heard of that new book that's like all the rage right now? It's called something like Why Won't You Go to Fucking Sleep or something like that.
Yeah, go to fucking sleep.
No, I haven't heard of it, but sounds good. Why won't you go to fucking sleep?
Oh, it's Will You Go the Fuck to Sleep.
That sounds like a winner. It sounds like a book I can get behind.
Or no, Go the Fuck to Sleep. There we go. I found the Amazon list for it. And there's a link.
You shall not pass!
It's a children's book.
Is there... Well, I'll look. I was going to say, is there like little... Do they scan it so you can see? Look what's inside? Like, let's see.
The search inside this book thing?
Yeah, I think they did. The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with sheep. You're cozy and you're warm in bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, apparently, this thing got scanned and was like being passed around on pirate sites or whatever, and got so popular that, like, people kept reading it and going, oh, I've got to have that. And, like, it drove it way up on Amazon. And
like, so it was, like, a book that's been out and, like, just no one knew about it?
No, I think it came out this year.
Okay.
But it was, like, you know, it's, like, this guy's first book or something like that. And, yeah, just the, like, the buzz that it made because of all the people pirating it and, you know, sending the PDF along to their friends and whatever.
It's one of those things that's true, just people don't say it. Like, you know, out loud, generally.
Yeah, that...
I want my kid to go to fucking sleep.
Yep.
I say it out loud all the time.
Do you watch Modern Family, Tim?
Dear God, yes. I love that show.
That was funny, the episode where it was Mother's Day, and... fuck, I can't remember the character's name right now, but the blonde lady was, like, saying how, you know, talking about her kid, and she was trying
Claire?
To get... What?
Claire?
Yeah, Claire. And she was trying to get the Colombian girl, what's her name?
Gloria.
Gloria. To, like, say shit about her kid. She's like, no, I Tits love
McGee.
Manny. What?
Tits McGee.
Yes.
Stop interrupting his fucking story! Jesus Christ! We knew who the blonde lady was!
Hey, Tim.
That reminds me when we were in Palo Alto, Tim, and I was talking about the links that you don't look at that I post. I was talking to Tim, I was like, you never read my links. I mean, and there, a couple days later after I post my link, you'll thank someone else for sharing a link with you. I'm like, I post that same goddamn link.
You fucking snapped in the middle of Palo Alto. But now you're interrupting your own fucking story.
I know. The story was going nowhere. But basically, Gloria, you know, started talking shit about our kid, and then the kid was there behind her, and it was awkward.
Do you see how interrupting that ruined that fucking story?
Tim.
Fuck.
TV on radio is always a bad idea. If anything, I jazzed that story up. I made it become something.
This is Driving with Andy. Go stop. Go stop. Go stop. We're never going to get there. And when we get there, we're going to fucking hate it.
Green light, red light.
The journey sucked.
Green light, red light.
I believe you will find that I got us from San Jose to Disneyland in record time.
I'm going to introduce you to the concept of a metaphor.
Oh, okay. I said, last time you drove with me anywhere, I think I was probably still pretty lead-footed.
What the fuck?
That means I drove fast, Noah. Sorry.
It has something to do with what you guys are talking about. So, I was looking at the Go to Fuck to Sleep book. It's like, it doesn't come out until June, but I installed some Chrome add-on that, like, will allow you to hover over things to see similar items. And for some reason, it considers similar items something called Caravan, which I don't know what that is, a sanitizing system, Naga Chomp natural soap, 5-hour energy gum, and soothing touch dessert blossom brown, some type of body butter. I'm like, how the fuck is that anything related to Go to Fuck to Sleep book?
If you like this, you'll like random shit.
Oh, has pull-on diapers? Well, I guess that's semi-related. Earplugs? Okay. Oh, I see what it's doing here. Oh, that makes a little bit more sense now. It's just looking at the title of the book and saying, oh, you want sleep? Use earplugs.
Oh, you want to go the fuck to sleep? Have a 5-hour energy drink.
Okay,
wait,
that
you don't have time
sense.
To swallow? Here, 5-hour energy gum. You were going to be working your jaw anyway.
That is good fucking times.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Shall we get to this week's tan fight?
Yes, we shall.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
I did no research. I'm just throwing it out there.
Andy started to give me research, and I just had to stop him. I'm like, dude, fucking stop.
So this week's tan fight is going to be Gandalf versus Cthulhu.
Gandalf
the White, yes, specifically.
I thought it was Gandalf the Gray.
Nope.
Tim's I thought you said it wasn't Gandalf the White.
No, I said it was Gandalf the White.
That throws off my entire thing.
He's fucking with you.
Of course it does.
No, I really did think it was Gandalf the Gray. It does fuck up the album art, but too bad.
Alrighty. Album art fail.
Oh. Just turn up the brightness.
That works.
Doesn't work that way, Noah. Gosh.
He's got to adjust all the pixels. Yeah, so I really have no idea why they would be fighting, but let's just say that Cthulhu woke up, decided he was going to go fuck up Middle-earth, and Gandalf the White is meeting him. Let's say it's in Mirkwood.
You shall not pass!
Mirkwood, is that a like a retirement community?
Yes. Yeah, for forest elves.
Mmm. Their breakfast is delicious.
What?
The breakfast at the retirement community.
The retirement community of Mirkwood.
Yeah.
You hurt my brain.
I was going along with Tim's joke.
And also, I hate you. I hate you so much.
Oh, that's fine.
So much.
That looks pretty good, Tim. I like it.
It does. Everyone else will have already seen this, being as it's the album art. In fact, there would be no mystery. Everyone would see it's Gandalf versus Cthulhu. Either that or it would be, why is Magneto trying to fuck up that octopus?
Well, except you can't see Magneto's face.
Is that Octoshark?
So you wouldn't know that's Ian McKellen from the back.
Okay, so maybe it's why is Dumbledore trying to fuck up Sharktopus?
There you go.
So,
I'm now glad I know how to pronounce Cthulhu.
Wait, what?
No.
Cthulhu?
Yes, right? That's how you say it. Right, Andy?
I guess even H.P. Lovecraft was never really clear on how to pronounce it. He mostly said it was, like, you're kind of clear in your throat. But, Cthulhu is the generally accepted version, I guess.
I mean, that's used. What I hear everyone say.
Yep.
So I was like, maybe everyone's saying it wrong.
Where's everyone talking about Cthulhu?
It's very popular.
Actually, my friends, like, in school. I mean, I went to school with a bunch of white kids, and they're a little bit nerdy. But yeah, they talked about Cthulhu.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it sound like everyone, like, you know, you're at office, you know.
Yeah, you know, when you go down to, you know, McDonald's, pick up a Big Mac, they're like, what do you think about Cthulhu? You know, Gandalf the White. Who do you think would win?
Here's your order. Beware Cthulhu.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. There's no Cthulhu in my burger, is there? Ha ha, good one, sir.
Here's your burger. Cthulhu Rhyme flogging.
You never get the Cthulhu Happy Meal over at Taco Bell? comes with a dimensional portal. Cthulhu's from another dimension, right, Andy?
Yeah, sort of.
Is every single one of your answers going to be tempered like that?
He never really defined it well. Like, he's referred to as like the high priest of the old gods, but it's also implied that they're only considered gods because they're so much more powerful than humans, that they're more like invading interdimensional alien things. That, like, they're not made out of matter, per se, but they also still have physical form, and they jump from star to star and everything else. Not like they're actual, I don't know, emanations of the universe or anthropomorphized ideals or something like that.
Wait, so there's more than one of Cthulhu's?
No, there's only one of him, but there's a whole bunch of other old gods that he serves. Yog-Sothoth,
Alright, you don't need to list them.
Okay.
Wait, this is very important.
That's a classic Andy trap you fell into right there.
You think
pretending
you
that Tim
a
gives a
question?
Fuck. Thinking that Tim gives a fuck.
No. Thinking Tim gives more of a fuck about specific things as opposed to the general concepts.
Okay, yes. So there's a whole bunch of them. Cthulhu's not even expected to be the most powerful, just the one that maybe has the biggest impact on actual people, since he's like the kind of caretaker for the rest of them.
So what are the other gods doing while Cthulhu's attacking Earth?
He, in the stories, isn't really attacking Earth so much as lying in a tomb, sort of, kind of, not dead.
Is he the Boba Fett of whatever this universe is?
Well, no, there is one, and I think it actually may have been Call of Cthulhu, where, I can't remember, I've read so many of the Lovecraft stories, but there is one where he apparently wakes up and somebody sees him starting to pull himself out of the ocean. And goes crazy and spends the rest of his life in a mental institution because he saw Cthulhu.
So one guy sees him and goes crazy?
Yeah.
Now, was it the fact like that Cthulhu does that to anyone? Or
yes.
Okay, so anyone that sees him is just going to go crazy?
Yeah, anybody who is like a normal mortal will apparently go crazy looking at him. Like the scale and the horror and the fact that he's sort of there but sort of not there. I guess it like head fucks normal people. But, of course, this is also Gandalf the White we're talking about, who's essentially an incarnated angel in the Tolkien universe.
Now, so it's angels versus demons.
Really, it is.
Does Cthulhu have any powers, per se?
Well, he's huge. He causes craziness. That's really all that was discussed.
And I assume he's just, you know, super strong because he's so big.
Yeah, well, and he's able to lie essentially dead for a long time and then not be dead.
He has coma powers.
He does.
That's going to make the best action figure ever.
And he's
New Cthulhu with coma powers.
Narcolepsy boy, stop you, Phil.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw a video about narcolepsy and it had these puppies and they gave him a steak?
Now, see, when Noah does it, instead of stopping the car, he literally jerks the steering wheel till you're off the road and in a ditch.
It was just sad because the dogs would get so close to the steak and be so excited, and then they fall asleep. And they wake up and get all excited about the steak again, and then they fall asleep. It's a vicious cycle.
I gotta be calm about the steak, but it's so juicy.
Is Cthulhu killable?
Let's say for this that Cthulhu is at least dispersible with the application of enough power.
Okay.
Now, is Gandalf like Dumbledore? Like they need to have their wands to do their magic? Or in what's his bucket's case, his staff?
It is. I guess it's never really made clear, but it is implied that a wizard's staff is sort of like a focal point for his energy. So the wizard can still do stuff without the staff, but like he really needs the staff to be powerful.
Gotcha. And does he have his staff in this confrontation?
He does indeed have his staff.
All right.
He also has his sword, which I believe is Glamdring the Foe Hammer, which would be more effective if he was fighting orcs, but there you go. Yeah, and Cthulhu is unarmed except for his monstrous size and horrible stench. And
Oh, you didn't mention that he had stinky powers.
Oh, that changes everything.
Well, yes.
You smell like gas!
I thought you were going to go with ass.
So did I.
That would work, too.
You smell like ass!
Yes, but one can be the episode title, and the other will get bleeped by iTunes.
Who farted?
Well, apparently just, Tim liked that.
I just pictured Ian McKellen yelling that with the same venom and vitriol that he did in the movie.
Oh, how great of an outtake would have that been?
Yeah, I hope at least one of the listener finds that as funny as I do.
It is very stinky.
Whew. All right, we're back.
All right, so they're out in the open. They're not in. They're not in the ocean. They're not in Ryla, or however the hell you pronounce Cthulhu's home city. Cthulhu does not have any of his underlings helping him. No cultists, no nothing. He just showed up on Middle Earth. And yeah, go.
Does Gandalf have anybody helping him?
Nope, just Gandalf.
All right.
Well, he did have a couple of hobbits, but they pissed themselves and then fell over.
Now, I don't really remember Gandalf. Like, I always remember going, like, fucking, these wizards suck. Most times in movies, wizards suck. And I guess this is both these instances I'm thinking of are also literature. Because, like, I remember, like, the Sword and the Stone wizard. They're always throwing shit and making themselves disappear and appear somewhere else. But, like, these wizards seem, like, very much bound to, like, oh, I'm about to get fucked up.
Yeah, and you would think that for an incarnated angel that they'd be able to do more shit. But apparently, he's got, like, limitations on what he's allowed to do.
So, can he throw, like, lightning bolts, or...?
He can summon fire. I don't know about lightning. I don't remember.
Like Tim in Holy Grail?
like a little better than Tim. Let's say that Gandalf's at the peak of his power. He can essentially be almost a human flamethrower if he wants to be.
Oh.
He does have a special elven ring on that helps him with the control of fire. Well, I guess it's like he's got to create the fire, but then he can use his innate powers and his ring to increase it and control it and make it do things.
Interesting. I mean, his powers were never clearly defined in the book, were they?
No, but there were a couple of things that he did, like, well, he was really fond of fireworks. That was well established. But then he would do, like, he'd set off fireworks that would, like, change direction in midair and, like, form the shape of a dragon that would, like, fly around and whatever. So it was kind of implied, since that would be physically impossible. Yeah. Well, since it would be physically impossible to do that, that it was really him using his ability to control fire to, yeah, essentially do parlor tricks.
So why didn't he just shove tons of fire at the orcs as they were advancing?
That is a damn good question. Probably because it made the movie more interesting. It was a plot-specific limitation.
Just like why they take the eagle to begin with.
Yeah, I almost want to go with Shizulu because Gandalf clearly suffers from plot flaw inaccuracies. Or plot flaw, what do you call it? Blind spots. Whatever.
Is that an actual term?
No.
Oh.
Can't you tell by the fact that I'm stammering and stuttering?
Yeah. I thought maybe you just couldn't remember it.
I'm pulling Noah. Star Tours is open right now in Disneyland, and I'm not there. All right, we're back.
All right. Did they actually incorporate Jar Jar in some fashion?
Apparently.
Lovely. Is it still the exact same trip that you were taking before?
No, basically there's 54 different iterations that you can go through because there's three different parts to each ride, and each three different, like there's a beginning, middle, and end, and all three of them can be one of either three or four things.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
I've really derailed this tan fight.
Indeed.
Well, I've already said I'm going with
How was Saruman defeated?
Saruman was defeated by Gandalf breaking his staff.
Nobody gonna break my staff. Nobody gonna throw me down.
In the theatrical release, Gandalf just closes his eyes, then opens them and says he has no more power or something like that, and then walks away. But in the book, I think Saruman picks up his staff to cast something at them or whatever, and Gandalf says some word of power or whatever, and like shatters his staff or some shit like that.
Nintendo power.
I got the power glove.
Oh, I had the power glove. That was bullshit.
Yes, it was.
I don't remember either one of the powers being particularly impressive in the movie or in the book. It's
but
been
then
a long
again,
time
just
the book,
a
though.
Stinky big guy.
What?
But then again, he's fighting just a stinky big guy.
Oh. It's tough to say.
Yeah,
he did defeat the Balrog, but I think he only defeated the Balrog by making him fall down a pit, right?
Well, no, he killed the Balrog. He fell into the pit with the Balrog. They both survived the fall. The Balrog came at him as like a thing of slime and tentacles and whatever, instead of being a fire creature at that point, although they didn't do that in the movie. For budgetary reasons, oddly enough. I guess they were all prepared to have the slime Balrog coming after him, but yeah, they continued to fight all the way from the bottom of that pit to the mountain that was over that chasm. And it was at the top of the mountain that Gandalf killed the Balrog. In the movie, it's done by lightning striking his upraised sword and then him striking the Balrog with the sword. And he basically, I think in the book he says something like, I smote his ruin upon the mountainside or some, you know, epic sounding shit like that.
Now, do you think...
So no real explanation is given.
And then he died. So it was like sword fight and magic fight all the way up the top of the mountain. Like casting spells and swinging at each other and whatever. And then he won, and then he died. And then he came back to life.
How big do you think a Balrog is compared to Cthulhu?
They actually didn't really set how big the Balrog was in the books.
Okay.
But Cthulhu is described in his books as a mountain stumbled, being the idea of what it's like to watch Cthulhu walk.
I do remember that from my brief look on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Cthulhu.
Yeah, and Cthulhu walking in the ocean has his feet on the bottom and his head sticking out the top, so they didn't really say how deep the ocean
was. Well, I mean, is he in the Mariana Trench, or is he just off the coast?
Mariana Trench.
Yes, he likes to have...
We got a little spaghetti down at the bottom of this trench.
He likes to have the Italian sauce.
Now, if Cthulhu is defeated, does that mean we get a calamari party?
I don't know. Would you want to eat it? Apparently, it smells like ass.
You put enough butter and cheese on something, it'll be all right.
No.
Does it just smell like, you know,
party.
Like a diseased woman's crotch? And people just aren't being specific enough in the book?
But since it is Ian McKellen, you will get a lemon party.
Oh, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, mate Tim gets it. Like, I don't get what that means. Is that like a word for the gays?
No.
I mean, I know what lemon party is. I don't know how that applies in the situation.
You know what lemon party is?
I know what a lemon party is. I don't know what lemon party is.
What is a lemon party?
Lemon party is one of those shock sites like Goatsy and Tub Girl and whatever.
Oh yes, lemon party.
Now he's on board.
I think you sent it to me, Tim.
What?
Someone sent it to me. It's like,
I did?
It's
probably me.
Maybe it was Eddie, but it's like old people doing it, right?
Boom, lemonparty.org. It's three old
Not
dudes.
It's old people doing it, right? Yeah, it's old people doing it.
Yep.
I guess those are still around. I think those are going to be around.
As long as
forever.
Watching one old guy blow another old guy is still funny.
Not only that, just shock sites in general. Like, oh, this is fucked up. Let me disguise it as something else. Oh, check out Goatsy. What's Goatsy? Oh!
I think it was originally supposed to be goat sex, but everyone calls it Goatsy.
But isn't it
just... CX would sound like sex.
But there's no X at the end.
No. The original site was GOATSE.CX.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, everyone knows it as Goatsy.
But why would everyone click on goat sex?
I don't know. Lemon party is much better.
Yeah, because like, what is this? A party?
What's
of lemons?
A lemon party?
Is it lemonade?
Hey,
what's
loves
going
lemons.
On?
Put a little
I
sugar
like lemonade.
On there. Lemonade. Good summer day. Yay!
Two girls, one cup. What's going on in the cup?
Before we get too much further, did Noah ever decide?
Yeah, I said Cthulhu.
No.
Tim?
I already went with Cthulhu.
Okay. Well, then I think it's going to be Cthulhu Flawless Victory because, you know, why choose the lesser of two evils when you can go for the ultimate evil?
Now, are you just saying that because we said it, or do you actually believe Cthulhu would win?
Oh, no. I kind of picked it. I was like, I knew Gandalf was way more powerful than Dumbledore because I'd almost picked Gandalf versus Dumbledore for this week. And then I thought, okay, well, Gandalf is basically an incarnated angel, so I'm going to have to put him against something that's like a demon. And I picked Cthulhu, but then after I told you guys about this and I went home and I thought about it, I was like, Gandalf had a lot of trouble with a regular demon from his world. Now we're talking about something physically the size of a mountain. I think Gandalf could hack and blast the fuck out of Cthulhu, and Cthulhu might bleed a little bit, but also might not.
Well, I think the problem is, like, you know, his powers aren't really clearly defined. Like, you know, it doesn't, like, I don't remember him doing anything that spectacular in the book. I mean, coming back from dead, that's impressive, but as far as...
He kind of, like, let the hobbits go do all the important stuff for him. It's sending children off to do... Well, I mean, I guess that makes him the effective equivalent of Dumbledore.
Plus,
phenomenal cosmic power! No desire to use it.
When, like, he cuts Cthulhu, like, he's gonna be like, oh, I thought they smelled bad on the outside!
Man.
I've been waiting for that joke.
Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Empire Strikes Back.
Mmm. Tauntaun.
I have no idea what I'm going to play for Cthulhu's victory music.
Maybe just the I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I think I'm going to go with the Pirates of the Caribbean theme for no reason.
Really? You're not going to go for the Lord of the Rings theme at least?
I guess you shall pass.
Tell Frodo.
Oh dear.
Speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean, have you guys heard the new Lonely Island song?
You shall not pass.
I've heard there's one called Captain Jack Sparrow. I haven't actually heard it.
Yes.
With Michael Bolton. It's supposed to be like a club hit.
Yes,
and
it's
rapping,
hilarious.
And then, you know, Michael Bolton's supposed to sing the hook, and he just keeps singing about Jack Sparrow because he just saw the movies. It's pretty funny. So it's like, you know, has like a club beat, and then it'll switch to Michael Bolton. It's got like, you know, a beat more attuned to one of his songs, and it's just like, Captain Jack Sparrow! I'm not doing it justice. Seek it out.
This is
there
the
you go.
Tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. He's all like
the,
super into it.
The movie is not getting good reviews, the new Pirates movie that just came out.
I am not even that interested in seeing it.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited to see Thor. Well, not excited. I kind of still want to see Thor. Hangover 2, meh.
Captain America?
I'm peaked.
Green Lantern?
Somewhat. The costume
still
throws me.
Green Lantern looks good.
X-Men First Class?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Cowboys and aliens.
Yeah, interested.
Yes.
I like Olivia Wilde. She's wild.
That bitch is busy.
Did you watch the final season finale of Mentalist?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
And I heard they revealed Red John.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Was it good, season finale, overall?
It was pretty good.
All right. I haven't watched it.
It wasn't ass-slappingly amazing.
Are you still enjoying the show, though?
Yeah.
I think you should play the music from Final Fantasy VII.
Exactly. Oh, no, I'm going with Pirates of the Caribbean because of the Kraken.
Oh, yeah. Get to Kraken.
That's some awesome flute action.
I think you should use the audio I just sent you. If not, you can link it here.
You shall not pass!
Dear Jesus.
Come on, how funny would it be to hear this underneath us right now?
It's only funny if you have the visual to go with it, though.
No, it's like Go Go Buffalo. It's a joke without a punchline without a joke.
No.
What? Go Go Buffalo.
It's from the movie Idle Hands.
Yep.
I remember you loved that movie, Tim.
I did?
Yeah, you watched it a ton.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is back when I had like 7 DVDs.
And Tim would watch them
all. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to watch the same thing over and over again.
I have 7 DVDs!
It doesn't mean you have to watch a DVD. You can go out and watch it. You can watch TV.
What am I supposed to do? Read?
Watch TV.
Entertain my own
self?
What
is he supposed to do? Walk the half block to the conveniently located warehouse and go rent another one?
It might have been closed by then.
No, it wasn't.
It was not.
It might have been.
No.
It was not.
It might have been.
The Blockbuster?
No, the warehouse.
Oh! I'm talking about when we lived together, you watched that movie.
What?
Yeah.
Hardly.
Very much so.
I don't know. That's true.
I still think Devon Sawa looks a little bit like my brother.
I remember Jessica Alba was so hot in that movie.
And he grabs a big, fat handful of ass at the end. That was delicious.
As well he should.
Indeed. She's going to walk around in those panties. She's going to get her big, fat handful of her ass grabbed.
That's how it works in this town.
Indeed. But no butthole play.
No butthole play indeed.
You don't want to surprise her. It'll make her nervous.
She might skedaddle. She might spook.
No, she just might scattle.
Shall we wrap this up?
I think we've wrapped it up, really, if you think about it.
It's been wrapped.
This is just the afterbirth.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you guys do with it, if you don't mind me asking?
We ate it right there on the spot.
I think I've heard of people eating it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Fucking Kaiser did something with it.
Okay. Some people use it like planting a garden or something, like nutrients for a plant.
And what if it grows another baby?
That'd be awesome. Cabbage Patch Kids. That's how Cabbage Patch Kids came about.
People planting placentas.
One guy planted a placenta. He's like, holy shit, these little fat babies came out.
I think it's just some dude walking around inside of a cabbage patch jizzing on everything. It's like, cabbage.
That was one time.
I don't know why, but when my brother and I were little and Cabbage Patch's kids were huge, we both had Cabbage Patch Kids. I had a Cabbage Patch Kid that looked a bit like me, and my brother had a little black Cabbage Patch Kid. He had insisted on it.
Oh, your brother's gay.
He loves the dark chocolate.
That's right.
Yeah,
wait, why does that make him gay?
He loves the dark chocolate.
Blackness doesn't make you gay.
Doesn't it?
No.
Yeah. I thought that once you went black, you never went back.
That doesn't mean you have to go black dick.
Oh.
There's black vagina.
There is?
I've seen it.
Well, shit.
Well, no, I guess I technically haven't, but...
I need to reevaluate my life.
Well, while he does that, we're going to sign off for this week. Oh, we never introduced ourselves.
Who were you?
We never said, hey, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I know, I'm saying, who were you?
I know, that's why I started it. And so now you can say...
Andy. Oh, was Andy, Christ. I guess.
I'm still Noah, the N.
Actually, apparently I'm going to be one of several Andys, so keep a lookout. We're coming to your local mall.
That reminds
another
me.
Another Tancast popping up.
Yeah,
I should take a picture of us finding our underwear.
Yep. There goes Noah again.
These are important things.
Well, clearly.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Nibbles.
Nipples?
Nibble.
Nibbling your nipples.
Yeah, daddy-like. See, I went black again.
Thanks for
for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Oh, I hear a fussy baby.
You do indeed.
Get him on TanCast to kiss his feet.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sorry, I did a Noah. Get him on TanCast to kick his feet.
Gotcha.
Much like when your kid did it, there will be nothing for us to enjoy when the kid kicks his feet.
I'll enjoy it. I promise. And I'm totally not lying to you right now.
I think you are lying, you douchey bag of douchiness.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Noah with the insults.
Noah the insult comic.
Douchey bag of douchiness, he says. Take that. What defense have you for that? None!
Actually, me moving my hand does not mean I want to pet you all of a sudden. Relax. It's like, oh, I see you move your hand. That must mean I must jump up and scratch your leg with my claws. It's like, no, that's not what that means.
Ouch! Branson, stop it! Get out of here!